Let's move into another topic, which is one of your 10 essentials. It's very related to this, very related to team, but it more involves maybe the doctor's knowledge of actually how to work with their team. I think you know what I'm getting at here.
Right, yes. And that's really knowledge of HR, which we call human resources. You know, it goes directly to the first topic that we just talked about, staff development, because the doctor or the office manager needs to understand the intricacies of hiring and firing. I mean, if you're determined to build this great team because you want to be successful, you're going to need to understand employment law. And I believe that part of the reason for keeping some of these dysfunctional or inept or underperforming staff members is because the doctor is fearful of being sued for improper firing. And I know courses on this topic are readily available, but I mean, I would just give you just some of the basics that I discuss. I mean, for sure, you got to keep an employment file on every employee. I think you need to do performance reviews 2 or 3 times every year and write down what you discussed and put it in the file, because you know you're going to forget. You just need to document. And you have to have clearly defined job descriptions that need to be written out so that everybody understands what they are responsible for, what they're supposed to do. I think it's absolutely essential in this day and age to have a well-written current office policy manual that meets legal standards. I mean, I can tell you that if somebody by chance sues you for harassment or improper firing, if you don't have an office policy manual, you're almost guilty as charged. So you absolutely have to do that. I think it's also essential that doctors need to have what's called EPLI insurance. It's Employment Protection Liability Insurance. It's a relatively inexpensive insurance that will cover your legal cost to defend a lawsuit relating to the charge of improper firing or sexual harassment. This is what people get sued for. It will also, in the unlikely event of a judgment against you, cover that cost of that judgment, depending on the limit of the policy, up to $250,000 to $500,000. Typically, I see something like this costing maybe $1,100, $1,200 a year. So it's not a big item. I think you also need to stay current with OSHA regulations and get certified annually. It seems like the only time that I see OSHA getting even involved with a dental practice anymore is when there's a complaint from a disgruntled staff member. So the bottom line here is that it's very expensive to stumble and hire the wrong person. It's a big investment of time and effort. So it's, of course, important to try to do everything you can to be successful the first time around. But when you do make a mistake, and you know, Rich, other than you and I, nobody's perfect. You know, it's important to know the rules of hiring and firing. So you got to bite the bullet, take your medicine, move on, and take the appropriate action, because you owe this not only to yourself, but to all the other staff members.
Yeah, great stuff. And I'm going to disagree with the fact that you and I are perfect. I think you may be. I'm far from perfect. And I've got to say, when it comes to hiring and firing, man, I've done some doozies. And, you know,
we all have.
I know. And you know, somebody told me something not that long ago, and they said their philosophy is hire slowly and fire quickly. And I think it's really true. And again, you know, we don't mean to be talking about all this negativity so early on in our interview, but when you know somebody's not right, don't string them along for months that turn into years, that turn into decades. Just do everybody a favor. It's so true. And HR, wow, what a tough topic. When you were talking about the disgruntled team member, it reminded me of a story. The first dentist I ever worked for after my residency, nice guy, great dentist, kind of a squirrel when it comes to personality. And he made the big mistake of letting a non-certified dental assistant take a few emergency x-rays, which I guess he didn't think was a big deal. And then, sure enough, he had to fire her for something, and boom, the first thing she did was turn him into the board. He wound up resigning his license over the whole debacle.
Oh,
it was horrible. What a mess. And I think just really being knowledgeable about HR and laws and rules and sticking to them, it's so important.
It really is. But, you know, obviously this is not like a lot of the stuff that I'm talking about, stuff that you get in dental school.
Definitely not. And if you don't mind, Mayor, I'm going to put a little plug in for a company that we work with, the Matto Brothers. It's called Mid-Atlantic HR. And the principal is named Pam Mazza. She wrote our office manual. We've referred her to many dental offices. Even though it's called Mid-Atlantic, she works all across the United States. So check her out. It's Mid-Atlantic. Atlantichr.com. Mayor, I'm sure that you know plenty of people. I'm sure there are other great ones in your town. But
no, but it's important to be able to have somebody knowledgeable to be able to help you, and she sounds great.
Yeah, she really is.